Welcome to another ST blog post. This is Touch DFX 4.19, two new features that make working with texts and graphs a breeze. Touch GFX 4.19 is now available for download. The new version includes static graphs capabilities and a revamped text management system in Touch GFX Designer with grouping abilities and a new way to handle typography settings. The leitmotif that drove this new version was workflow optimizations. Thanks to the new features, all it takes to create a static graphic is a couple of clicks instead of lines and lines of custom code. Similarly, the new text management interface will make searching and grouping similar resources a lot simpler. Whether hastening translation operations or assisting the writers who contribute to the UI, the new feature should help save time and make the user experience more meaningful. What is Touch GFX? The framework. Touch GFX is ST's free-to-use framework that helps create graphical user interfaces on STM32 microcontrollers. Written in C++, the engine takes advantage of optimizations on ST devices. Touch GFX works under the assumption that user interfaces consist of screens user navigate. Hence, the framework is intuitive and reflects user experiences. It is also extensive as it handles 2D and 3D objects, videos, animations, transitions, etc. Additionally, the ability to access the code generated allows expert engineers to optimize their code. The Touch GFX documentation is often the first place developers find information on one of the framework's APIs or available development tools. Touch GFX Designer. Touch GFX Designer is often the first tool developers use when starting their UI. It's a design utility with a WYSIWYG approach where designers create what their users will see and interact with. Developers can start with example projects such as a clock, gauge, or animated image. There are also more full-fledged demos like a dice animation, scene transitions, or a pool monitoring system. A startup screen helps choose the demo application, an ST development board, and then configures everything. Hence, running example codes and demos takes minutes, which means creating proofs of concept faster. UI elements in Touch GFX Designer often take the form of widgets. One adds and configures through the utilities interface. Touch GFX Designer is an integral part of the Touch GFX ecosystem. For instance, as long as users choose a 3.0 template, it is possible to start the project in Designer, then take it to STM32CubeMX, set up the discovery board or microcontroller, and let Touch GFX Generator, we'll talk about it later, update the .ioc file to apply the new settings immediately. Similarly, a developer can start with Touch GFX Generator, move to Touch GFX Designer, then go back to STM32CubeMX to change the display resolution. The system will automatically update Touch GFX Designer without needing to close the application. Touch GFX Simulator. Touch GFX Simulator helps developers simulate their graphical user interface before running it onto their microcontroller. Part of its appeal is that it offers keyboard shortcuts to streamline workflows. For instance, it is easier to take various screenshots and study animations frame by frame. Similarly, pressing F2 highlights invalidated areas, meaning the sections of the frame that the system must update. As a result, developers can check if their animations waste microcontroller resources by unnecessarily invalidating assets. Touch GFX Generator. Touch GFX Generator works with STM32CubeMX to generate a significant portion of the Touch GFX Abstraction Layer, or AL. We support nearly all STM32 Discovery kits with a display, and the new plugin works with any STM32 MCU with a Cortex-M0+, M4, or M7. Developers still have to fill some blanks with their user code and perform optimizations, but this new plugin makes starting a project a lot more straightforward. Indeed, Generator creates empty functions to guide developers and facilitates board initialization. There are also existing default setups for the ST development boards to hasten development and serve as examples. What's new in TouchGFX 4.19? Static graphs. As wearables track environmental or physical data, users want to see progress. Graphs can track heart rates, temperatures, steps walked, and more. TouchGFX developers first asked for dynamic graphs, as they can be challenging to implement, and the feature has been available since TouchGFX 4.15. Now, our teams are releasing static graphs to accommodate new applications. Indeed, data that doesn't need to evolve constantly or knows only slight variation over time better suits a static representation. The new graphs work slightly differently. Developers only need to send one data point on a dynamic one, since the time interval is constant. However, on static graphs, programmers must enter information for the X and Y axes. Advanced text management. Text is an essential part of most graphical user interfaces, which explains why designers work so much on it. They customize it, translate it, and shape it. Some applications created on TouchGFX designers can have thousands of text resources, each translated into many languages. The problem is that working with text can be cumbersome. Hence, to reduce friction, TouchGFX now offers groups that developers can define according to a section or feature of their applications. The new feature makes it simpler to show translated text side by side in TouchGFX Designer. It also helps bundle relevant information to check for consistency and accuracy. Finally, groups make searching and finding specific resources faster. TouchGFX Designer also includes a typographies option to set default parameters within groups. This section allows users to choose font specifications, fallback characters, wildcards, alignment, etc. Previously, developers had to override parameters for each text resource, which could be a lot of work. Thanks to groups, it's possible to set parameters for many resources simultaneously, thus vastly optimizing development. Existing projects with custom typographies will see their settings move to the new section. The new text interface also displays single-use texts and enable their promotion to a resource if necessary. What features are already in TouchGFX? Support for XNucleo GFX01 M2 and XNucleo GFX02 Z1. When engineers decide to have a graphical user interface, the display often becomes the single most expensive component in their bill of materials. A simple 2-inch display with no touch layer will significantly improve the user experience, but it's still more costly than anything else. Sourcing an affordable display when aiming for a bill of materials of $5 or less is thus problematic. As a result, ST is shipping display expansion boards to help engineers find cost-effective parts, and we are offering support for the hardware within TouchGFX Designer. Users choose the display's configuration and can start working on an interface that matches its specifications. The first expansion board engineers can choose is the XNucleo GFX01 M2. It uses an SPI 2.2-inch QVGA 320 by 240 display that supports SPI flash. And that would fit a bill of materials of about $5 for a typical embedded system with external flash and a two-layer PCB. The XNucleo GFX01 M2 is compatible with a broad range of 64-pin Nucleo boards. For instance, engineers can use it on the Nucleo WB55RG to help make Bluetooth applications more accessible. Similarly, the Xnucleo GFX02Z1 is our first display expansion board to support a parallel interface, QSBI flash, and Nucleo boards with 144 pins. The platform targets microcontrollers with more power, which explains the compatibility with interfaces that offer higher bandwidth. Developers can use the Xnucleo GFX02Z1 with the Nucleo U575ZIQ that came out with the first STM32U5s. It thus enables engineers to take advantage of the better performance per watt ratio of the new microcontroller to create user interfaces that were not possible on previous generations of STM32 microcontrollers. Embedding videos in UIs. The desire to bring videos to more UIs is a natural consequence of the growing popularity of displays on embedded systems. Unfortunately, showing a video in an embedded system with a microcontroller is challenging. There is no operating system with a default media player and codecs. Similarly, writing a web page showing a YouTube video is impossible. Developers have to do all the heavy lifting, such as implementing a video buffer, figuring out what format would work best on their microcontroller, and determining how to take advantage of hardware acceleration if available. TouchGFX Designer offers a video widget to solve this challenge. Hence, adding a video now only requires 3 straightforward steps, and we provide a link to those steps in the blog post. Cacheable containers. As the name implies, cacheable containers use a bitmap cache to accelerate graphical performance and enable a higher frame rate for smoother transitions. The demo we show in the blog post runs on an STM32F429i discovery kit. Without cacheable containers, the simple full screen 240 by 320 slide animation runs at 9 frames per second. With the TouchGFX technology, the system reaches 60 frames per second. Some smartwatches currently use this feature to ensure a seamless user experience despite the significant hardware limitations inherent to their form factor and the need for more battery life. Beyond animations, cacheable containers can optimize complex widgets such as texture mappers or small dynamic elements displayed in front of a static background. Without cacheable containers, an animation must redraw every frame, which can get computationally expensive. Cacheable container bypasses this problem by storing the first and last frames in a separate container in the form of a bitmap that the system keeps in the RAM. Instead of rendering the animation, the system retrieves the 2 images from memory using DMA and shows them at different places thanks to a simple dynamic bitmap method. The microcontroller no longer generates every frame, thus significantly optimizing performance. Developers only need to tick the cacheable box in TouchGFX Designer, select the location in memory of the containers they want to cache, and call them when needed. With this technique, the render time drops from 100 milliseconds to 5 milliseconds. Partial frame buffer. A frame buffer is a contiguous memory space that stores a representation of each of the pixels that will appear on display. For example, a standard 24-bit 390 by 390 image for a smartwatch display demands a frame buffer of 3,650,400 bits, or 456.3 kilobytes, which is more than 70% of the SRAM available on the STM32L4 Plus that excels on smartwatches and wearables. And this number can explode if an application requires more than one frame buffer. Beyond the capacity limitations, a large frame buffer takes longer to fetch as more data must travel from the memory to the display, slowing down performance. As the name indicates, partial frame buffer only stores a portion of the frame buffer, thus reducing its memory footprint by 10. Developers can configure its size according to the section of the screen that will change and then store multiple partial buffers. The framework will then choose the appropriate one and send it to the display. The technology works best with short animations like clocks, loading bars, or a graph that builds itself over time. It also demands that the screen use an embedded controller, as it will directly receive the partial frame buffer from the microcontroller's RAM, thus bypassing the flash for added performance. The technology works on parallel 8080, DSi, and SPI displays. TouchGFX also optimizes the partial frame buffer to bring UIs to resource-constrained microcontrollers. Traditionally, a minimal graphical interface would require a frame buffer of about 200 kilobytes. However, when a microcontroller like the STM32G071 has only 36 kilobytes of RAM, it can be a real problem. TouchGFX solves this by optimizing the partial frame buffer to only 6 kilobytes. Accounting for the framework's application data, an entry-level UI would only need 16 kilobytes of RAM to run. TouchGFX also uses smart partial screen updates. The functionality complements partial frame buffering to optimize the order of updates on the screen. The process saves resources, thus allowing more updates during the same period. L8 compression format. Graphical assets take a lot of space in memory, and reducing their quality means downgrading the user interface. L8 is thus an essential feature because it can compress an image file by up to 75% with no downgrade, thanks to the ChromArt accelerator present in STM32 microcontrollers. As long as an asset uses a maximum of 256 colors, which is often the case on small embedded systems with an STM32 microcontroller, developers can choose to compress an asset using the L8 format by merely ticking a box in TouchGFX Designer. Decompression is also computationally efficient, as it uses the ChromArt engine to look up colors in a table and render the asset without loss of quality. XML file for text. Design teams often store text in an Excel file to work with various translators worldwide. However, instead of using version control systems, such as Git, editors have to manually handle changes and make sure no one inadvertently overwrites someone else's work, which can be cumbersome. To solve this problem, TouchGFX stores all text in an XML file. The format makes merging operations and conflict resolutions a lot simpler. TouchGFX also includes an XML to Excel converter to fit existing workflows. Developers can export to Excel and then import their Excel file back into TouchGFX and its XML format. Optimized project files. TouchGFX also fosters collaboration thanks to small project files. Their size makes them easier to merge and potentially share. Previously, project files stored all parameters in a JSON format. The problem is that such a file can get quite large. ST therefore decided to optimize project files by only storing custom settings. As a result, anything that isn't in the file is treated as using a default value. Consequently, the file is much smaller, making merging operations on Git far more straightforward and faster. Single-use text and its random ID. Developers wishing to use text must create a resource in the text panel of TouchGFX Designer and then use the text ID in the UI. However, TouchGFX also allows for single-use text, which doesn't appear as a typical text resource. Developers use it during testing or if a text isn't important. It prevents filling up the database with irrelevant text and helps prototype faster. Indeed, the single-use text feature automatically generates an ID and erases the resource from the database if deleted from the UI, unlike regular text resources. TouchGFX also uses a random string generator for ID creation. As a result, it's nearly impossible for two single-use text IDs in the same project to be identical. Animations and widgets. Sliding transitions and dynamic graphs. A The challenge for developers is to take advantage of all the features we keep adding to TouchGFX. Hence, we offer optimized animations that already use the features we've mentioned so far. For instance, while a traditional slide in transition requires an entire screen refresh, TouchGFX's wipe animation uses far fewer resources. Similarly, the dynamic graph widget shows sequential data better with less impact on the RAM and the microcontroller. Clocks and texture mapper. TouchGFX also has widgets that mimic applications such as analog and digital clocks. There's also a texture mapper, which means that developers can start creating their mapping program with a simple drag and drop. They will still need to enter their C++ code, but it will make the whole process a lot smoother. Texture mapper is also a great example of TouchGFX optimizations on resource constraints MCUs. It can help animate objects and even works on an STM32G0 as long as the graphical asset is in the RAM and not the flash. Gauge. The gauge template draws a needle and an arc to help users monitor values. Developers can also change its background, the needle's orientation, the range of values, and more. The demo in the blog post shows how programmers can switch between their IDE and TouchGFX designers for a more fluid workflow. Teams can check the gauge rapidly, tweak it on the fly, and test their code instantaneously. For instance, the video shows how the handle tick event function controls the gauge's behavior. With very few lines of code, developers can change the range of values and how often the indicator receives an update, among other things. Such optimizations can save a lot of resources in applications that don't need to renew the value displayed constantly. For more information on TouchGFX, or to get the link to download TouchGFX 4.19, check out blog.st.com. Thank you.